AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Israel hit Iranian government targets in Iran, including the notorious Evin prison, following a series of missiles and drones fired by Iran at Israel. Iran's judiciary said the situation at the prison was under control. The Israeli military also confirmed it hit roads around Iran's Fordo enrichment facility to obstruct access to the site. The underground site was one of those hit in Sunday's attack by the U.S. Speaking to reporters, the Iranian ambassador to the IAEA, Reza Najafi, condemned the unprecedented act of aggression, saying it delivered a blow to the framework of the non-proliferation treaty.
The recent unlawful act of aggression has delivered a fundamental and irreparable blow to the international non-proliferation regime, conclusively demonstrating that the existing NPT framework has been rendered ineffective in fulfilling its foundational objective.
AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports EU foreign ministers are meeting in Brussels to discuss multiple security issues, including the latest developments in Ukraine, Gaza, the Middle East, and Iran.
EU Foreign Policy Chief Kaja Kallas says ministers are emphasizing diplomacy regarding the escalating situation in Iran.
Ministers are very much focused on the diplomatic solution and also the concerns of retaliation and this war escalating are huge. Especially closing of the Strait of Hormuz by Iran is something that it would be extremely dangerous and not good for anybody.
Several close U.S. allies are urging a return to the negotiating table following American strikes on Iran that fuel fears of a wider conflict, while noting the threat posed by Tehran's nuclear program. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Mike Kempen reports a Palestinian activist has been freed from federal immigration detention and says he'll keep on protesting.
Columbia protester Mahmoud Khalil was in a federal facility in Louisiana for 104 days and says messages from his supporters kept him going. He admits he's still trying to understand what it means to be free.
I'm still trying to just comprehend that.
Khalil says genocide is still happening in Gaza and it's being funded by the U.S. He says Israel is waging what he describes as a full war against the Palestinians.
This is what I was protesting. This is what I will continue to protest with every one of you. Not only if they threaten me with detention, even if they would kill me, I would still speak up for Palestine.
Khalil is reuniting in New York with his wife and infant son, who was born while he was detained. I'm Mike Kempen.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.